There's really only one thing to say about 2009.
I'm sorry, so sorry.
I want to apologize to the committee.
Very, very sorry.
We apologize for that. We lament that. We grieve over that.
It was rude, period. And I'd like to be able to apologize to in person.
I heard a lot of different folks. And all I can say is that I apologize.
South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford was sorry for his extramarital affair. Kanye West was remorseful for ruining Taylor Swift's moment at the Video Music Awards. Richard Land lamented the Southern Baptist Convention's past support of slavery and segregation. Richard Heaney was very, very sorry in court for launching the Balloon Boy hoax. And starting it all off, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner apologized to the Senate Finance Committee for failing to pay $34,000 in taxes.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
So sorry.
So sorry. Please accept my apology.
In 2009, Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps was sorry that he'd been photographed with a bong. Ponzi schemer Bernard Madoff said he could not adequately express how deeply sorry he was for bilking investors out of at least $13 billion. Tiger Woods wrote on his website, "I've let my family down, and I regret those transgressions with all my heart." That was after he crashed his SUV into a fire hydrant, and, well, you know the rest. Nevada Senator John Ensign confessed his transgressions in terms that we think would suit etiquette czarina Emily Post.
"Last year, I had an affair. I violated the vows of my marriage."
Emily Post says, when apologizing, take responsibility for your actions, and whatever the transgression, consider the feelings of the other person.
"I know that I have deeply hurt and disappointed my wife, Darlene, my children, my family, friends, my staff, and all those who believed in me. And to all of them, especially my wife, I'm truly sorry."
David Letterman mastered the art of apology this year, first for this offense.
"Sarah Palin went to a Yankees game yesterday. There was one awkward moment during the seventh inning stretch. Her daughter was knocked up by Alex Rodriguez."
A bad joke, Letterman later called that. It targeted Palin's then 18-year-old daughter, but it was Palin's 14-year-old daughter who was actually at the game.
"I would like to apologize, especially to the two daughters involved, Bristol and Willow, and also to the governor and her family and everybody else who was outraged by the joke. I'm sorry about it, and I'll try to do better in the future. Thank you very much."
Textbook Emily Post there. She says, offer a solution when you apologize. And Letterman's promise to do better was put to the test in no time. Within a few months, he was offering this public mea culpa to his wife for his past affairs with some female staffers.
"If you hurt a person, and it's your responsibility, you try to fix it. And at that point, there's only two things that can happen. Either you're going to make some progress and get it fixed, or you're going to fall short and perhaps not get it fixed. So let me tell you, folks, I got my work cut out for me."
An apology should sound like it comes from the heart, not from the boss. We don't know what Emily Post would make of this apology for shouting "you lie" at the president during his speech to Congress.
"Last night, I heard from the leadership that they wanted me to contact the White House and state that my statements were inappropriate. I did."
South Carolina Representative Joe Wilson wasn't exactly fulsome in person, but he did release a statement to the press later, and it said, "While I disagree with the president's statement, my comments were inappropriate and regrettable. I extend my sincere apologies to the president for my lack of civility." Sincerity, another critical element of a good apology. Here's tennis champ Serena Williams.
"I just really wanted to apologize sincerely because I am a very prideful person, and I'm a very emotional person, I'm a very intense person, and I think it all shows, and most of all, I am a very sincere person. I wanted to offer my sincere apologies to anyone that I may have offended."
Did she mention that she's sincere? That was for her outburst at the U.S. Open, by the way. Williams cursed a lineswoman after she called a foot fault, which cost her the match. Emily Post tells us apologies should be timely, but some apologies are better late than never.
"We are sorry. Sorry that as children you were taken from your families and placed in institutions where so often you were abused. Sorry for the physical suffering, the emotional starvation, and the cold absence of love, of tenderness, of care."
That's Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd addressing the forgotten Australians who were dispatched involuntarily from Britain, supposedly for a better life. An apology from Britain is expected next year. One last tip from Emily Post. If you are on the receiving end of "I'm sorry," you should make an effort to accept it. That's not to excuse or condone the offense, just to show that you're willing to make amends.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my Joe, for